Free Talk Live. It is your show, Friday edition, kicking off hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
a toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website where everything is totally free. That is freetalklive.com. Again, freetalklive.com. Let's start things out with the Iraqi journalist story, Mark, that we briefly talked about last hour. They are under some fire here.
Looks that way from the New York Times. Baghdad. I'm so bad with these Iraqi names. You got to pardon me. Ahmed al-Karbouli, a reporter for Baghdadia TV, in the violent city of Ramadi, did his best to ignore the death threats, right up until six armed men drilled him with bullets after midday prayers. He was the fourth journalist killed in Iraq in September alone.
Whoa.
Out of a total of more than 130 since the 2003 invasion, the vast majority of them Iraqis. But these days, men with guns are not Iraqis reporters' only threat. Men with gavels are too. Under a broad new set of laws criminalizing speech that ridicules government or its officials, some resurrected verbatim from Saddam Hussein's penal code, roughly a dozen Iraqi journalists have been charged with offending public officials in the past year.
Oh, my.
Offending public officials.
Charge that man!
You gotta charge him. He said something I don't like. Currently, three journalists for a small newspaper in southeastern Iraq are being tried here for articles last year that accused a provincial governor, local judges, and police officials of corruption. My God.
Imagine that.
Government officials? Corruption?
Journalists whose job it is. I mean, these guys sound like they're doing a better job over there than they are here in the United States.
I don't know.
At least they're out there revealing corruption. It sounds like they're doing a good job of that.
Our graft and corruption is more institutionalized in the United States. They get paychecks instead of bribes here. More so. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It's just more so. The cop doesn't, you know, hold out his hand for $100 when he pulls you over for speeding. That's what I mean.
Well, I say
you just have to pay a $200 ticket.
Yeah, I say congratulations to these brave Iraqi journalists who have the courage to come out with stories like this when they know that they're in a political climate that's less than friendly towards that sort of thing.
Yeah, the journalists are being accused of violating paragraph 226, and you know how important paragraph 226
is,
of the penal code, which makes anyone who publicly insults the government or public officials subject to up to 7 years in prison.
Oh, my.
This is not freedom. On September
7th... Yes, but Mark, things are so much better there now that we're there.
Yeah, well, now that we've set up our own, set up a little government there, you know, we want to make sure that that's the first democracy in the Middle East. It's important. That's one of the important reasons we're there, is setting up the next democracy in the Middle East. Of course, we have Israel, and now we've got to have Iraq, and pretty soon democracy is going to take over the Middle East.
Well, India's a democracy, isn't it?
And it's not in the Middle East.
Oh, okay.
It's on the Indian subcontinent.
Okay, I see.
Yes. Also the subcontinent
of Asia
Minor
is
what we're referring to here.
Gotcha.
On September 7th, the police sealed the offices of Al Arabiya, a Dubai-based satellite news channel, for what the government said was inflammatory reporting. And the Committee to Protect Journalists said that at least three Iraqi journalists have served time in prison for writing articles deemed criminally offensive. The Office of Prime Minister Nuri Kamil al-Maki has lately refused to speak with news organizations that report on sectarian violence in ways that the government considers inflammatory. Some outlets have been shut down. In addition to coping with government pressures, dozens of Iraqi journalists have been kidnapped by criminal gangs or detained by American military on suspicion that they are helping Sunni insurgents or Shiite militias. One, Bayal Hussein, who photographed, we talked about him last week, I believe, Hussein, who photographed insurgents in the Anbar province for the Associated Press, has been in American custody without charges since April.
Yep.
Yep. We're just holding people without charges there. Nice.
Well, there's no constitution. There's no U.S. constitution applying to any of those people, so why bother?
I don't even know. We should have declared war if we were going to treat them like enemy combatants.
Mm-hmm.
And all Iraqi journalists have to live with the fear of death, which often dictates extreme security measures. Abdel Karim Hamadi, the news reporter for Al Arakia Television, said he sometimes went months without leaving the station's compound. The last time I went home was 3 weeks ago, he said, showing off a small room adjacent to his office where he sleeps each night. Before that, I spent 3 months at work. I used to hit my chair because I was so angry, but then I got a new chair. I don't know. I guess a joke. American diplomats here say that they admire the dedication of Iraqi reporters in covering the war and the government's efforts to create a democracy. The government's efforts to create a democracy. Hmm. Journalists here are under very, very difficult conditions, said the United States Embassy official who spoke on conditions of anonymity. They're taking fire from every direction. They've got the defamation law hanging over their heads, and they've got their political opponents gunning for them. They're trying very hard, and we want to encourage them. We're just going to encourage them.
But, yeah, well, of course, we'll hold them if we suspect them of something.
Encourage them to continue being journalists. I mean, wow. Why would you even want to get involved?
Why are we over there? Why are we messing with these people?
To bring democracy to Iraq.
No, apparently we're not.
What WMDs.
WMDs, you're right. And George Bush admitted
Saddam's a bad man.
Right, Saddam was a bad man. But if you do bad things in order to get rid of a bad man, what are you?
We're freedom fighters!
Yeah. This is just such a quagmire. Well, I'm sorry, quagmire.
It's a mess, and it's really just amazing that these things
are
going on.
$500 billion so far, with estimates as high as $2.5 trillion.
I find it revealing that this stuff is going on. Prosecutions of journalists for offending. That's the law. You can't offend government agents.
Yeah.
Prosecutions. I find it interesting that this is going on, and the United States is in charge, supposedly, right? I mean, we're still kind of... Aren't we paying the bills for the Iraqi government? I'm not sure exactly how the money is changing hands, but as I understand it, there's a number of people that are on U.S. taxpayer dollar payroll over there.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that the United States, whoever it is that's in charge, or George Bush, or whatever, isn't coming out and saying, you know what, this is an outrage. This is an outrage against free speech. We want to see the Iraqi government have the same freedoms that Americans do because we're the United States and freedom's really important to us. How can there be laws against journalists saying certain things in the country that America is in charge of? We demand that the Iraqi government eliminate these laws. The United States officials could step in and act like they're outraged about this. But I don't think anybody even commented besides the UN saying, yeah, we say go, journalists.
That wasn't the UN. That was a U.S. embassy a worker who demanded anonymity.
Anonymity, right. Right. A little afraid of some retaliation there. I mean, it's just...
And we just read that something like 80% of the Sunnis and the Shiites want us out within the next year.
6 in 10 Iraqis approve on the attacks.
Over 6 in 10 approve that it's they think that it's okay to kill Americans.
Well, the Americans that are in
the American soldiers.
Yeah,
not just Americans in general, but Americans that are in Iraq.
I just think it's revealing that the U.S. government has nothing to say on this issue. And I think what it is revealing is that that's what they'd love to have happen here. Boy, wouldn't the government just love to be able to crack down on any sort of dissenters, anybody in the journalism world, the talk radio world?
The journalists have gone too far. The media is going too far.
Trash about the government. They'd love it, which is why they aren't saying anything. They aren't standing up for freedom in this particular case. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That's not the only thing going on in Baghdad or in Iraq. Apparently, Iraq's government has shut down Baghdad with a one-day curfew for Saturday, ordering all cars and pedestrians off the streets,
Why?
But giving no reason for the measure.
Hmm.
The curfew would take place until 6 a.m. on Sunday, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's office said in a one-line statement. The U.S. military didn't comment. So nobody even knows what this is about. Oh, yeah, they're way better off since we've arrived. Full-day curfews, 24-hour curfews, you can't leave your house. The announcement came a week after a week of clashes and bombings heralded the start of the holy month of Ramadan. U.S. commanders say the past week saw a record number of suicide bombings, and the last 2 weeks have seen a surge in violence. So because there's suicide bombings and a surge in violence, we're going to make it so nobody can leave their house for a day. Huh? How's that going to help anything out? 800-259-9231. You leave your house, you could get shot.
Can't they just start bombing tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.?
More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Roadside crises are never fun. But short of the cavalry coming to the rescue, there are two simple procedures you can learn before you're stranded that may protect your car and your life when we come back. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindtheshop.com.
BG.
Many emergencies are eased by knowing two things: how to change flat tires and jump dead batteries. Learn to change tires in your driveway during daylight. Know your jack and how to loosen lug nuts on your wheels, which may require a special tool. Likewise, jumping a battery isn't hard, unless you wait to learn how when you're late for ball games or piano recitals. Keep jumper cables in your trunk and know how to use them. Don't let a crisis be your classroom. A little practice goes a long way. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Today, Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there. Over 130,000 posts await you. Over 1,200 people interacting, and it's all free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Have you listened to Common Sense with Dan Carlin yet? Dan advertises on Free Talk Live because he realizes that our audience is composed of people who aren't too happy with both big parties. He's not either, and he sounds pretty mad about it sometimes. His show's loud, fast, and smart. See what you think. Get the podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com. .com.
To the phones, to the fun, Brent in Kansas City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Brent. Brent in KC. Brent going once.
I'm here. Hello.
Hi, Brent. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I don't know. I was watching The Simpsons earlier today, and I was just thinking about the fact that it seems like there's pretty popular shows, particularly among, you know, my demographic, basically the 18 to 25 or whatever
mm-hmm.
age group, that are very libertarian, like The Simpsons. I mean, I guess I don't know for a fact what Matt Groening, whatever
Groening.
His name is.
Yeah,
his politics are, but I mean, from the show, I was watching it was an episode about Homer getting elected as garbage commissioner or trash commissioner by, or sanitation commissioner, I guess, probably, by basically promising to do all these things like, you know, come into the house and pick up dirty diapers and wash dishes and things like that, you know, that the garbage man should be able to do for, you know, the you people shouldn't have to wash dishes, the garbage man should come do that, you
right.
know, stuff like that. And it just seems like, you know, that, and then there's South Park, and, I mean, there's another show that has very, very libertarian messages, and it's just kind of befuddling to me that there's so many of these shows. I mean, and there's more than just them. Those are two that kind of pop into my mind.
Sure.
They're so popular and so widely accepted as good, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, like, you know, if they happen to catch the ideas in a South Park or a Simpsons episode, which, frankly, a lot of people don't, I guess.
You mean they don't catch the fact that they're libertarian ideas? Well, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, in regards to South Park, the creators of South Park are, at least one of them is a self-avowed libertarian. I believe both of them are. So, yeah, there's definitely some libertarian writing going on for South Park. There's a variety of different writers for The Simpsons. Matt Groening, I don't think, writes most of those episodes.
I think The Simpsons is more just well-written, and you're watching it as a libertarian.
That is true, but, I mean, it seems like they really do take a pretty disdainful stance on government, you know,
Who doesn't disdain government?
You know, the mayor and the every time, you know, they show some kind of government bureaucracy, it's always basically a bunch of bumbling idiots.
And the police eating their donuts all the time.
You know, the Dukes of Hazzard disdain their mayor, too, but they didn't use guns because guns are bad. I don't think that you can draw the conclusion that people might disdain a local or federal politician, meaning that they're libertarian.
Nonetheless, though, South Park absolutely has libertarian themes.
Yeah.
It's just the problem is, Brent, the problem is they can't come right out and say it.
Yeah.
I mean, they could, but it wouldn't really fit with the show. And so they can't label these themes as libertarian, so people don't know. They may agree with the themes. They may think
that connection, though.
I'm sorry, say again?
It seems like there's got to be a way to make that connection, to get people to make that connection, you know, because, like, a lot of times you tell somebody you're a libertarian and they immediately view you as a kook, and then they go home and watch South Park and love it, you know?
I think that's our job, though, the job of libertarian media. I think that it's great what South Park does. They make this, they give the touchstones for people so that they understand the issues a little better, and then when they hear something like our media, then they're like, that makes a little more sense.
Yeah, so they pretty much just have to come across those same ideas being promoted by an individual like yourself or somebody else in the media like us or maybe a John Stossel. But even John Stossel rarely broaches the term libertarian.
Oh, I don't use it very often either, except on the show.
So there you go, Brent. Any other thoughts?
Oh, no, that's probably it.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231.
I don't like to... People have decided whatever they've decided about the label libertarian in their own mind.
Most people haven't decided anything about it.
But the people that have decided, people have decided whatever they've decided about it.
Okay.
And most people, I think most people in a poll said that they knew they understood the term libertarian.
What?
Yeah, that's what we read. Wasn't it like, I don't know.
I don't think
I'm feeling like I'm getting on thin ice on this.
Yeah, based on my personal experience, I can tell you that most people don't know what libertarians are.
I'm not saying that they know what it is, Ian. I'm saying
they haven't
even
heard the word, man. Most people have not even heard the word libertarian before, and those that have don't have any clue as to what it means, and there's a very small percentage of people that have a clue as to what it means, and of those, some people agree with it. That's just my personal experience from doing outreach at various different events, everything from gun shows to Gay Pride Fest. That's just my personal experience.
Okay.
So there. 800-259-9231, the Animal Liberation Front, at it again with some of their insane activities. According to the Times Online, the United Kingdom, police have warned fish farmers to increase their security after 15,000 halibut were released from their cages in an attack believed to have been carried out by the ALF. Thousands of dead fish are being washed up along the west coast of Scotland after the raid at Carnes Marine Fish Farm near Oban. The perpetrators are thought to have attacked last week. Detectives believe the attacks could be linked to a spate of other farm attacks throughout the country. The letters ALF, standing for Animal Liberation Front, were spray-painted nearby. The loss is estimated to have cost the fish farm at least £500,000.
That's a lot of money. It's close to $1 million.
As boats, cranes, and offices were also vandalized. The halibut died from starvation or getting caught in seaweed. They were also being eaten by herring gulls and otters. So there you go. The ALF raided this location, the Carnes Fish Farm.
To free out, the fishies!
Let out 15,000 halibut because these fools believe that animals should not be allowed to be kept. They believe that animals should all be free, and we shouldn't be able to have pets, and we shouldn't be able to raise livestock and raise fish, and we shouldn't be able to raise these animals and slaughter them and eat them and do things and make products from them. And so they've come in to rescue them and set them free, and now what has happened? Well, they're all dead.
Yeah, they died.
The fish, nice. The fish farmer.
Isn't that what they were trying to save them from? Dying?
No, they're just trying to save them from captivity, apparently.
Yeah, just as long as they're not, as long as they die not in captivity.
Right, as long as they don't go on somebody's plate or turn into a product.
Yeah.
The fish farmer, who did not wish to be identified, said, quote, "They claim they liberated them to the sea, but sadly, as we all know, farmed animals, whether they are fish or any animals, don't survive unless they're looked after." Now, why do you think that is?
Well, they've been raised to be looked after. They have never gone and looked for their own food.
Right. They don't know what to do.
They just look around for fish food.
They've never had to look for their own food, and they've never had to face predators either, because the people that are raising the animals want to protect them from predators.
They don't have predators.
And want to feed them because they want to harvest them later on down the line and make money off of them. What's wrong with that? 800-259-9231. If you can defend the Animal Liberation Front's actions, I'd really like to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Plus, on the way, more animal news with the police killing another family dog. We'll give you the circumstances. What was it all over? You won't believe it. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom? Or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. The Animal Liberation Front, this group of essentially terrorists, I believe, just a group of violent thugs who claim to be working for the animals of the world. They have freed 15,000 farmed fish in Scotland, I believe. Yes, Scotland, from a fish farm, Carnes Marine Fish Farm, which cost about £500,000 as boats, cranes, and offices were also vandalized at the same time. So it's not enough for them to go and just free the
fish,
animals.
Right, they have to destroy the equipment of the place that...
The oppressors!
Yeah.
Destroy the equipment and the offices of the oppressors of these animals and free the fish so they can then get killed, which they did. They died from starvation, getting caught in seaweed, being eaten by herring gulls and otters, because farmed animals don't have the instinct that an animal born in nature does.
Well, certainly they're not ready for nature.
No.
You know, I mean, you can let your goldfish grow up to full-sized, but then you let him go, and he's just going to be food for predators out there.
The head farmer at Carnes Marine Farm added, quote, "We farm them in a sustainable way. The welfare of the fish is at the forefront of our minds. Isn't it better to have farmed fish than to be pillaging the seas where stocks are declining dramatically?"
Seems to me.
Makes a lot of sense. See, if you don't know what this is all about, a company buys a plot of land on a stream, perhaps, or something like that, and sets up gates and that sort of thing for fish, and then they stock this area of the stream with the fish, and they feed them, and they grow them, and there may be different areas where they transfer them to. I don't know how exactly it works, but they feed and grow and raise the fish, and the purpose is to slaughter them and eat them and make products from them.
I don't even think you really slaughter a fish. I mean... Not even the terminology that one uses. One, you know, it's just a
kill
fish.
It. Kill it.
I mean,
whatever you want to call it.
The lowest level of invertebrate out there. If you disagree with you know, the captivity, animals in captivity, it would seem to me that invertebrate, the lowest level invertebrate would be the last one that you would go after. I mean, let's go for higher levels. Let's worry about people that eat monkey brains. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make sense, and they're hurting people's business, all in the name of so-called setting animals for free. These people...
And killing them in the process.
Right. These people don't want you to have a dog in your house. They don't want you to have cats and birds. They don't believe that people should possess animals. That's their fundamental set of beliefs. And it's twisted as all hell. And they're willing to use violence. They're willing to blow up places. They're willing to destroy property in order to get their way. They're a despicable group, and I hope that some of them... you know what? I wish... I hope that somebody increases their security at their fish farm or whatever it is and catches some of these people, these punks, when they come to do this. And
yeah,
I hope they catch them with a shotgun in their arms and take them out, because these people are dangerous, violent thugs of the lowest order, disrespecting people's property.
I hope they face justice for this.
And essentially doing whatever it is that they want to do. They are hurting... If you are threatening my property, and my animals are my property, I care about animals, and I want to protect them, especially from violent fools who are going to try to let them out into the wild where they're going to get hit by a car or run over or killed by predators.
Well, if you... let my cat out. It's quite possible that it could get killed by a predator, but the chances are good that he's going to just come back. Now, if you take him far away so that he can't come back, he's just going to die out there.
1-800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. I'm just kind of scrolling through a Wikipedia article here on the Animal Liberation Front, just sort of looking at, the attitude towards violence. The ALF describes itself as nonviolent, defining violence as acts of physical aggression directed at human and non-human animals. No direct action that has involved violence may be claimed on behalf of the ALF.
It looks to me like they killed 15,000 fish.
Well, they didn't kill them. The fish died on their own. They just let them out.
They certainly indirectly.
Although ALF spokespersons won't condemn the use of violence by people who have previously acted in the name of ALF, when David Blenkinsop and two others assaulted HLS director Brian Cass outside his home with pickaxe handles, ALF founder Ronnie Lee said, quote, "He has got off lightly. I have no sympathy for him." And Robin Webb said, quote, "The Animal Liberation Front has always had a policy of not harming life, but while it would not condone what took place, it understands the anger and frustration that leads people to take this kind of action." The Animal Liberation Front supporters group lists Blenkinsop as one of its prisoners of conscience. So they don't consider... they only consider it violence,
right,
if you're hurting another...
He's a prisoner of conscience because he beat the crap out of somebody with an axe handle. I mean, that's not a prisoner of conscience. It's a violent thug, and I don't care why.
They only consider it violence if it's physical aggression directed at a human or non-human animal.
That's violence.
So apparently busting into a laboratory, setting off bombs to destroy property, vandalization, that's all nonviolent to them. Sorry, when you're destroying property, you're using force. If you want to label it as violence or not, that's a non-issue. You're using force on things that are not yours, and if you come across my property and try and let my dog or my cat out and try to liberate my animals, you're going to come to face-to-face with the barrel of a gun. And I think that should be the fate that befalls these individuals.
I'd rather see them get prison time than shot, but I wouldn't feel bad if they did.
Well, considering the damage that they've done to people's businesses and all of the animals that have died, because this isn't the first story about how animals liberated by the ALF have been killed, considering all of the death and the destruction that these individuals have caused, it seems like a very appropriate response.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. So, the dead dog story. Recent drug raid by police in Albany, New York, resulted in a minor confiscation of a small amount of marijuana, but only after the shooting of the family dog and the handcuffing of several young children, according to FreeMarketNews.com.
Handcuffed kids?
That's right, according to a report.
Shot dogs and handcuffed kids. Boy, these are they're protecting and serving us.
They busted somebody for a small amount of marijuana, and that's what's important, Mark. What are you concerned about this dog for? We got some potheads. According to a report by the Marijuana Policy
Harmless
Project.
Potheads.
Police reports say the 18-year-old son of Anita Woodward had indeed sold a small amount of marijuana, which justified not only the raid, but the tactics on the dog and the children ages 11 and 12. The story notes that the pot sales amounted to a total of $60,
Woo-wee.
Representing three small bags vended to adult customers and two others a few weeks earlier. The bust occurred at about 6 a.m. with police tactical squad officers bashing in the door of the family's apartment. Now, can anybody really defend this behavior? Really? Over a little marijuana? 6 a.m.? Busting in the door? I understand the cops say they got laws, they've got to follow the law, they've got to enforce the law. It's their job. They may not agree with it, but it's their job, so they're going to follow the orders, blah, blah, blah. I understand that and everything. But is it really necessary? If what you know, if you know you're dealing with a small timer, is it really necessary to kick in somebody's door
and
shoot the dog?
It seems a little. There's a point when you're going too far. When someone is jaywalked, is it okay to whip out a machine gun and mow them down right there in the street?
Maybe
because
just the
broken the wall.
Just the nightstick. Maybe just nightstick them over the head.
Yeah,
break
their kneecap.
Yeah. Well, they busted in at 6 a.m., police tactical squad officers bashing in the door of the family's apartment. Anita was not armed herself, but was surrounded by drawn firearms by the invading officers before she could react. The police shot at the family dog several times before killing it in the bathroom. A local spokesperson for the NAACP was quoted as saying, quote, "That seems like an awful lot of firepower for marijuana. That's like spending $125,000 to get five." 800-259-9231, and what's the point of killing the dogs? Why are they doing this? We'll look into that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. And anything goes. That's again 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. We do ask for you to voluntarily support the show by shopping with us. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer selling virtually anything. I mean, if there's something you need for life, I mean, whether it be a consumable product or something permanent like a plasma television, I mean, they've got it all. Amazon.freetalklive.com, over 30 categories of products, I think actually 35 categories with all kinds of different stuff. And if you make your purchases at Amazon.freetalklive.com, not only do you get them delivered to your door, but you also get a great price, and in many cases, free Super Saver shipping, which is just awesome. And the best part is, we'll get a percentage of your sale. So if you go to Amazon.freetalklive.com, do all your shopping there, Free Talk Live benefits. And that's only a good thing, right? Amazon.freetalklive.com. So the story, again, $60 pot bust. Albany, New York, the police kicked in a door at 6 a.m., came inside, drew their firearms on Anita Woodward. Apparently they were looking for her 18-year-old son. In the commotion, they managed to shoot multiple times at the family dog, killing it finally in the bathroom.
Good Lord.
And you have to wonder, we've talked about these stories before, with the police just using drug raids as an excuse to kill dogs.
Why do they do it?
I believe the reason is that they want to get a reaction out of you. If they're raiding your house and you're being calm, you know, you don't want the cops to shoot you, right?
Right.
If you're being fairly calm, the cops want you to make a move at them. They are sick, some of them. Some of them are good guys.
Well, I think that the ones that are more likely to be on these raid squads...
Sick, sadistic freaks.
More likely to be the gung-ho, you know...
Absolutely.
Kill the bad guys kind of folks.
Absolutely. So these guys want you to react. They want a reason to bust a cap in you. They want a reason to club you over the head. They want a reason to hurt somebody. That's why they're there. They're excited. It's an adrenaline rush for these guys. I've talked to them. I know. I've talked to a former DEA agent. You were there when I had this conversation with this guy. And he told, I don't know if you were in the room at the time, but he told me that the reason why he continued doing drug raids, even though he knew it was pointless, even though he knew that some new dealer was just going to pop up across town and continue to sell the drugs, the only reason why he did it was because it was a rush.
Yeah.
He got a buzz. He got high off of raiding people's homes. And so if it's a high for these sickos to raid people's homes and scare people, then it must be an extra rush to actually get to kill something.
Well, you know,
kill the family dog.
At the time, he said that he felt bad about the marijuana smokers or marijuana bust that he made.
Didn't stop him,
but apparently he did it anyway.
Yeah, he felt bad, but it didn't stop him from doing it because he felt really good when he was getting all psyched up, getting ready to bust into somebody's house. So maybe a factor is, Mark, that it's exciting for them to kill something. Because unless a family member jumps at them or a family, you know, the person, unless the denizens of the house make a move against the cops, they don't have a real reason to initiate force on them. But the dog doesn't have rights. The dog's family, you know, you can't take, dog's not going to take you to court if it lives.
Right.
So you can abuse people's pets in front of them. Some cops kick the animals. Some cops shoot them. Some cops point weapons at them. But either way, the intention is to make you angry. Because people love their dogs, and they love their cats.
Angry.
And if you're shooting at my dog, they know, the cops know there's a chance that I might just lose it. Like, if I'm trying my best to be good and quiet and just allow myself to be arrested and processed into the system, they know that if they shoot the animal or kick the animal or whatever, that there's a chance I might
flip,
jump in, step in the way, push a cop, or whatever. You know, flip out and give them an excuse to turn their guns on me and say, well, he was attacking us. He went crazy. He attacked us. That's why we had to kill him. That's my suggestion. If you have another reason, 800-259-9231, I think they just want to kill the animals to get a reaction from the owners.
It's just like an opportunity to do some violence that they can get away with.
Yep. Because you would think if they really were there to serve and protect, they would understand that there's a good chance you're going to be entering a house. I mean, if they've done any of their homework at all, if they've staked out the house.
Oh, they haven't done any of that. But it doesn't change the fact that, if you're going to kill the dog because dogs are dangerous to the police, okay, you're going to kill the dog because all dogs are dangerous to police. That's just a matter of course. That's how we do it. We come in, we shoot the dogs. If you're going to do that, please, let's do busts on people that deserve it. Let's do busts on murderers, mass murderers and serial killers and serial rapists and things like that. Let's not bust in on the house of some kid who sold $60 worth of pot.
Even then, the dog of a murderer doesn't deserve to be killed.
I don't know what the dog... At the very least, let's make these raids worth doing. Because we were talking about, I guess it's been over a year now. They did a raid on just before election time, 2004, I think, on a doctor's office where they were doing a gambling pool.
Yeah, that's right.
And shot the optometrist. I guess he just accidentally plugged him. Bam!
Yep.
I mean, look, guys, when you do these raids, there's a lot of big weaponry around it. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just ludicrous that we're doing this. I mean, what kind of police state is this?
It's a real police state, is what it is. And, again, what I was going to say is about the dogs being in people's houses. I mean, cops know people have pets, right?
Sure.
If you're going to be raiding someone's home for whatever reason, whether they're a drug dealer or a murderer or a rapist or whatever, you know there's a chance you're going to go in there and there's going to be an animal of some sort. Why is it that you first reach for your gun? Especially on a drug raid where you're expecting to bust somebody for marijuana, there's probably not going to be violent resistance. I mean, really, in how many cases, honestly, I want to know, in how many cases of a drug raid on a marijuana dealer has the marijuana dealer pulled out a gun and let it fly, you know? Defended his life with firearms, right? I'm not going to jail with you coppers. Pow, pow, pow. I mean, how many times has that happened? The marijuana dealer. So you know you're going into a house. You know there's a chance that there's going to be an animal in there. You're armed with a taser, aren't you? If the dog, first of all, there have been stories that we've talked about, and we don't know what the behavior of the dog was because the story is very short. But there have been stories in the past where the people in the home have said the dogs were running away as they were shot. So I could understand if a police officer was feeling threatened and the dogs are running up barking as though they're about to bite their hands off or something. I could understand feeling threatened in that instance, but I don't think that's...
Which, by the way, is what a dog should do when a strange person comes into the house.
But I don't think that's still an excuse to shoot the dog. You could kick the dog in the head and then taser it. If you wanted to, it just seems really outrageous. Let's talk to Jordy in New Hampshire. New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jordy. Jordy, going once. Jordy, going twice. Jordy in New Hampshire. Okay, then. So anyway, continuing on here, it just is totally out of line. And if you can defend the police's actions in this case, maybe there's something I'm missing. Maybe there's an element here that we just haven't touched on. Maybe there's a real good reason to kill families' dogs.
It just happens all the time.
What about the story where there was a cop crossing through a yard? He was crossing through a yard in order to raid someone's house.
Mm-hmm.
But he was crossing through like the side where there's another house nearby, and there's a dog apparently in the neighbor's yard.
Right.
It wasn't even of the house.
Innocent dog.
Wasn't even in the house where the raid was going to take place. Shot that dog. Why? Why are we training? Are they trained to do this? Is this part of police officer training? That we train them to shoot dogs when they come across them? Or are they just dog haters? Are these people just... Does this just happen to be that the policing profession attracts such sick, sadist weirdos that there's just a bunch of dog-hating freaks amongst them and they're just using any chance they can get to kill dogs? What's the motivation here beyond trying to get people to react? Because I believe that's the primary one. But if you've got any ideas, 1-800-259-9231, and you can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, there's an article over at truthout.org. I don't know much about this website, but this is very, it's got an interesting title. In Case I Disappear, it's in relation to this whole terrorist thing.
Uh-huh.
Certain dissenters are a little concerned at this point. Certain people that may have a thing or two to say about the Bush administration are a little worried that something might happen to their well-being, considering these new laws that are being passed.
For good reason.
And I absolutely agree. I think they have good reason to be concerned and good reason to be worried. What do you think? 800-259-9231. We're going to see if Jordy's still on the line. Don't know what happened to him. See if we can bring him back in Hour 3. This is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. It is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.